the U.S. Treasury Department booked a $114 billion surplus in April, the largest surplus registered for that month since 2008, according to the most recent estimates from the Congressional Budget Office. For the first 7 months of the current federal fiscal year, which began last October 1st, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that the nation's total budget deficit equaled $301 billion, which is $187 billion less than it was for the same period last year. As reported by CNN Money, federal coffers experienced a 7% increase in individual income and payroll tax receipts and a 15% increase in corporate income tax receipts. Meanwhile, overall federal spending fell by 2%, which helps to explain the recent lackluster performance of several states that depend heavily upon federal outlays, including Maryland, Virginia, and New Mexico. Categories associated with the largest declines in federal spending included unemployment benefits and Homeland Security, both down 31%, agriculture down 12%, and defense spending down 5%. Partially offsetting these federal spending declines were increased spending on Social Security, 5%, and Medicaid, up 9%. For WYPR and my producer, Tom Welch, I'm Anibon Basu.